There was an article in something called Common Dreams someplace, and it was published on Monday. It's titled Worshiping the Electronic Image, subtitled Trump is a Creature, Maybe the Poster Child of the Modern Post-Literate Culture. And it's written by Chris Hedges. We actually played some audio of his once. I click on his name, see if I can tell you something. He writes a regular column for TruthDig.com, and this article was written on TruthDig.com. He graduated from Harvard Divinity School and was for nearly two decades a foreign correspondent for the New York Times. He's the author of many books, books like War is a Force That Gives Us Meaning, What Every Person Should Know About War, and American Fascist, subtitled The Christian Right and the War on America. The Christian Right and the War on America. His most recent book is Empire of Illusion, The End of Literacy, and keeps flipping back over, I can't get, The End of Literacy and something else. Maybe go like this, The End of Literacy, End of Literacy, and, nope. Can't seem to get it. The End of Literacy. And this article maybe summarizes some of those points in that book. Can't get to it. Okay, Christopher Hedges, H-E-D-G-E-S, The End of Literacy and something. Maybe it's at the bottom of the article, what they say about him. Yes, his most recent book is The Empire of Illusion, The End of Literacy and the Triumph of Spectacle. Spectacle was a term popularized in the 60s, so that seems to show a lack of perception of the moment of today in the title. But he starts off saying, Donald Trump, like much of the American public, that's you people, is entranced by electronic images. He interprets reality through the distortions of digital media. His decisions, opinions, political positions, prejudices, and sense of self are reflected back to him on screens. He views himself and the world around him as a vast television show with himself as a star. His primary concerns as president are his ratings, his popularity, and his image. He is a creature, maybe the poster child of the modern post-literate culture, a culture that critics such as Marsh McLuhan, Daniel Boorstin, James Carey, and Neil Postman warned us about. Okay, who in America is not viewing himself as a vast television show with himself as a star, now that we have Web 2.0. Who is not concerned about his ratings, his popularity, and his image? His positions, his decisions, prejudices, and sense of self are reflected back to him on screens. Well, that's what we all do. So, Trump is an all-American American living as we all are. But Mr. Hedges is going to make a point out of this. He says, it is not, as some have suggested, merely that Trump speaks at the level of a seventh grader or that he harkens back to a pre-literate oral culture. He embodies the incoherence of the modern digital age, filled with sudden shifts from subject to subject, a roller coaster ride of emotional highs and lows punctuated with commercials. Okay, so he embodies the incoherence. Way back in 68, McLuhan wrote in War and Peace in the Global Village that language or speech was starting to diminish. And as people moved into other media that they could engage, interact with their emotions and thoughts without really having to speak back to it, that's a whole new condition. McLuhan called it discarnate man, super angelic being. This is not incoherence verbally. It's just people withdrawing from verbal coherence because it serves no purpose. It's not fast enough to keep up with the experience of the discarnate person. So Mr. Hedges to try to make a big point about this, it's the incoherence of the modern digital age. He says there is nonstop stimulation. I agree with that. That's what we've been talking about. What's that? Somebody's speaking. Didn't I turn that down? Yeah. Everybody's on. Reiner's here. Well, that's interesting. Reiner hasn't been here for a long time. There is nonstop stimulation. I talk about it as dangling ganglia. So that's an accurate statement. Then he says, seldom now. What I add to that, though, is it's the Android meme is stimulating largely other parts of itself, not the chemical body. So Mr. Hedges says, seldom does anything occupy our attention for more than a few seconds. Well, why should it? It's not being directed at us. Then Mr. Hedges says, nothing has context. Well, the context is not us. Images overwhelm words. Well, that's old stuff from the 50s and 60s, that criticism or statement of fact. Images overwhelm words. We don't even live in images. We live in quantum fluctuations of seeing something that we didn't really see because we thought we had heard something that we didn't really hear. So far, Mr. Hedges is complaining. In 1972, he's in that zone, what he's saying. Images overwhelm words. We are perpetually confused, but always entertained. Well, that's because we've got more than one body. So your chemical body or your chip body may not be very articulate, but you are engaging those media in many, many aspects that include wonderment and temporary confusion, but most entertainment is pretty simple and resolves it for you. Then he says, we barely remember what we saw or heard a few minutes earlier. Well, that was a complaint back in the 60s. People used to be asked, what do they see on a TV news show, you know, a few minutes after the show ran out, and they couldn't remember. So, but that, see, that's a criticism back then when the media was talking to us, apparently. Now it's not talking to us, so it doesn't matter. We can't remember what we heard. So Mr. Hedges says, this is by design of the elites who manipulate us. No, unless there's some larger, grand cabal that is moving towards, as some fringe people think, a Stargate purpose. They want to, and they're not even from here, they want to make all this technology so that they can leave and get back to their home galaxy. Just heard this guy talking about that recently. So who are these elites and how are they manipulating us? They're not manipulating anybody who's engaging in all the media. You try to stop your engagement in media, including this show. You will continue to watch and hear and listen and text and create no matter what you worry about. So it's way beyond elites manipulating us. We were manipulated when they brought in the telegraph, and then that ended it, and then evolution took over, technological evolution, and we had no say in that after. People are pushed around by technology, but they always come up with different ways to resist. So it's not relevant today to complain about being manipulated. So then Mr. Hedges quotes the forlorn, anemic Neil Postman. And Neil Postman said at some point, it is not merely that on the television screen, entertainment is the metaphor for all discourse. It is that off the screen, the same metaphor prevails. End of quote. And I guess Mr. Hedges adds a few words and goes back to another sentence by Postman. Americans, because television stages their world, quote, no longer talk to each other. They entertain each other. End of quote. Trump is what is produced when a society, this is Mr. Hedges, Trump is what is produced when a society severs itself from print, when it pushes art, ethics, classics, philosophy, history, and the humanities to the margins of the universities and culture, when its members spend hours sitting inert in front of a screen. Information, ideas, and epistemology are, as Neil Postman writes, given form today by electronic images. Well, to compare literacy to the electric environment is okay, but to think that it is a weakening of us or diminishing of our wisdom misses the point. And this is an old point made by McLuhan. They're totally different worlds, and they have their services and disservices. But since this is from a book called The End, what's he call it, going down to the bottom, the where's his name? The End of Literacy, Empire of Illusion, The End of Literacy. So this must be an excerpt from his book. So he's worried about the end of literacy. Literacy, it's hard to tell, you know, what point the temperature, the boiling water burnt the frog, but we've been burning in post-literacy for 100 years, so that's an old complaint. It's actually, literacy has come back. More and more people read today. More books are sold than anything in previous times, previous decades. So he's starting to appeal. He gives a devastating, you know, anxiety about what's happening to people. We're not talking to each other. We're just entertaining each other. Well, what's wrong with that? Okay, so he says, it is a mistake to see what is happening as cultural regression. Oh, okay, I agree with that. It is worse than that. Well, they don't take as far as me, where I say the Android meme has replaced humans, and humans' chemical bodies are surplus flesh and irrelevant. That's where we are. It's a lot worse than his worst. He says, to show it is worse than that, worse than cultural regression, oral cultures prize memorization and cultivate the high art of rhetoric. Leaders, playwrights, and poets in oral cultures did not speak to their publics in Trump's crude vernacular. Well, how do we know that? And also, what about the chanting kind of nonverbal oral cultures? Maybe more tactile cultures, but still oral. More ominous than the president's impoverished vocabulary is that he cannot string together sentences that make sense. Well, again, sir, you think Trump is talking to us. And it's like someone stuttering, McLuhan said. Someone starts stuttering, you pay attention. You start seeing what's going to come out of the mouth. Where's the sentence going to go? So Trump has cleverly made his image a stutterer. In his tweets, you know, misspell words to get attention. He wouldn't have got attention as much as he has. So very good move for getting through to people who are equally as nuts as Trump, most of us, the American population, quadriphenic, that is. So his stuttering communication keeps him in the running. So Hedges continues, this replicates, you know, what Trump's lack of scintillating vocabulary and the fact he can't make sense. This replicates not only the shoddy vocabulary of television, but more importantly, the incoherence of television. Well, he's way off on that. Do not project oral syntax into television. Television is a hot tub. And it's an active hot tub with many people in it. So you don't worry about coherence or incoherence. People still will look at images anyways. Trump is able to communicate with tens of millions of Americans, also raised in front of screens, because they too have been linguistically and intellectually mutated by digital images. Now, that's not wrong. They've been mutated, but it's not necessarily a case for judgment or for morals or for nostalgia. Where we are today is a very unique situation, which I called 20 years ago the cloning of ESP. That's what we're engaging in. That's a completely different reality. It's not necessarily less. He continues, these Americans lack the ability to detect lies or think rationally. They are part of our post-truth culture. So literacy is very concerned with matching, which we call truth, not necessarily what truth is, but they here is a literate man wanting to figure out what's true, what's not true, and in between. That is a forlorn strategy to figure out what's going on and to come up with a reasonable column.